any blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter chapter 5, the verses 5 to 11. 1 Peter 5, 5 to 11. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. My theme for reflection is humility and trust in God's care. Humility and trust in God's care. 1 Peter 5, 5 to 11 invites us to embrace humility as the key to trusting in God's care. Humility is not just a virtue, it is the foundation of our faith. Peter reminds us that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble, urging us to relinquish our need for control and place our burdens in God's hands. The apostle shows us humility through three acts: casting our anxieties on God, resisting spiritual attacks, and trusting in God's plan for our lives. First, humility means acknowledging we are not in control. We are called to surrender, laying our worries at God's feet, knowing that he cares for us. Holding on to our worries is pride, letting go is faith. Second, humility makes us vigilant. Pride blinds us to the enemy's tactics, leaving us vulnerable. The humble recognize their need for God's strength to stand firm against the devil. Lastly, humility trusts in God's purpose even through suffering. Trials are inevitable, but they are temporary. Peter reassures us that God will restore and strengthen us. Humility is the deep trust that in all things, God is working for our good. My dear friends, in a world that celebrates self-reliance and independence, Paul's call to humility stands as a powerful counterpoint. Society tells us to seize control of our lives, solve our own problems, and depend on no one but ourselves. Yet the Christian life invites us to take a radically different posture. Rather than relying on our own strength, we are called to release control and trust in God's sovereignty. Humility is not a weakness, but a pathway to true freedom. It liberates us from the constant anxiety of managing everything on our own. When we humble ourselves before God, we make room for his peace and provision to enter our lives. We are reminded that we don't need to carry our burdens alone. God invites us to cast them on him, for he deeply cares for us. As C.S. Lewis wisely put it, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. In letting go of self-obsession and control, We open our hearts to God's work in and through us. Humility allows us to focus not on our own abilities, but on God's grace. And it is in this surrender that we find true peace and strength. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what anxieties are you holding on to that you need to cast on God today? Number two, in what areas of your life do you struggle with pride, believing that you can handle things on your own? Gracious Father, we come before you acknowledging our tendency to carry anxieties and rely on our own strength. Teach us to cast our burdens on you, trusting that you care for us deeply. Help us to be alert to the enemy's attacks and to stand firm in faith, knowing that we are dependent on your grace. Strengthen us in our times of suffering and remind us that you are working to restore, confirm, and establish us. We place our trust in you, knowing that you will complete the good work you have begun in us. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.